Okay, we learned tonight the 48th installment of Das Tefillah as a very nervous night as we watch Achinu Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael under attack. And we learn B'schus, everyone who's there. Maybe we'll say a Perek of Tehillim before we finish tonight. Okay, let's remember where we are up to. Oh, that's not it. That's Yuma. That's Yuma Daf Chav something. Hold on. There we go. Okay. So, we were learning last time about why bad things have to happen sometimes, and difficult times, and times when it's hard to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the key that the Ramchal explained to us was that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goal with creating the world in the first place was Chesed. He didn't have any need to do din per se. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech HaMishpat, he had no need, so to speak, to do din. But he did, whatever it means, have a need, a desire to do chesed. To do chesed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't do chesed unless there was something or someone to do chesed to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this earth, created the entire galaxy so that he could do chesed, so that he could give to another and make another happy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, explained the Ramchal, was not satisfied simply with any kind of good. He wanted to give the ultimate good. And the ultimate good, explains the Ramchal, couldn't be given if everything was given away as chesed. And the Ramchal gave two different reasons why this was so. Number one, because the ultimate good is something that we earn, is something that we don't, is something that's not a handout, is something that we have earned and we can feel good about it. And the reality is that that feeling of accomplishment and that feeling of deserving something and being worthy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes is a very, very, very powerful thing, and that's why we needed this whole, what he calls Ma'arechet Hara. This whole Ma'arechet Hara, a world where we'd have real choices, where it wouldn't be easy to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where terrible things would happen, where we'd have tremendous taivas to do very bad things. All the Ma'arechet Hara is all necessary to create a world of free choice, and free choice is needed so we can make decisions and thus earn the reward in the next world. That's the way the Ramchal explains in the Sefer Das Tevunos. Last week we looked at another fascinating approach. We looked at the approach of the Ramchal in the Derech Hashem, where the Ramchal said that there's even a greater reward than feeling that we earned our reward. And that greatest reward is feeling like we're a little bit like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just that at the end of our lives we should receive whatever reward it is, and our feelings of embarrassment shouldn't get in the way of that reward, but in fact the reward is that we will feel like we're a little bit like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could we be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To create our own reality, to be masters over our own destiny. So it's not simply that the reward is X, and we won't appreciate X because we'll be very embarrassed to take it for nothing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us feel like we earned it and it's coming to us, and we'll feel a sense of accomplishment. No, the reward itself is the feeling. The greatest reward is to feel like I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm a little bit like him, and that's only possible if I've made it through this very, very difficult and tough place. Now, of course, I think all of us would probably argue that there's too much bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't have to make it this hard to find you. You didn't have to make it this difficult to see you. You didn't have to make my struggles this difficult. You didn't have to make my taivas this strong. You can have a lot of questions about the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to put all this difficulty into the world. But from a philosophical perspective, the amount is not as difficult of the concept of the struggle itself. If we can grasp in some way what the Ramchal is saying, that difficult things need to happen in this world so that we could have free choice, that difficult decisions need to be made so that we can be heroes and try to create the right thing. Once we wrap our arms around the fact that this world is going to be a more difficult place in order that we should have a better Olam Haba, then the question of how difficult it is really a much more minor question. A little bit of difficulty in this world, a little bit of tzadik v'ralo, a little bit of injustice, we're able to stomach, but not a lot of it. From a philosophical perspective, from a right and wrong perspective, once we're able to accept the fact that this world is a complex place because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it to be complex so that our next world could really be where we could look back and really see how we've achieved, that's where a little bit more faith comes in, even at very difficult times. Even at very difficult times. We have to divide between emotional strain, emotional exhaustion, anger, pain, and real philosophical questions. Once we're willing to accept that the world is going to be a more complicated place than it seems, once we're willing to accept that there's another world afterwards, and that this world is not the world where things are supposed to be fair, but this world is the setup for something later. So the specifics of how difficult it should be, how much, if we think about it, fade a little bit into the background. Why are we discussing all of this? Not because it's been a very tough weeks in the middle of Sfira in Eretz Yisrael, but because we're trying to understand these midos of chesed, din, and rachamim that underlie the world itself. It's not just three ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu happens to relate to the world. That these three things are actually, they're required for the world to have a purpose in the first place. We don't need a world if there's not going to be chesed. And we don't need a world if that world is not going to be the ultimate chesed. And the ultimate chesed can only come out through a lot of din. And if it wasn't for din, it wouldn't be worth having the world in the first place. Might as well just forget it. So we're trying to understand these three concepts before we bring them back to the Avos and the Tfilos, etc. So says Rav Rakovsky, Shoresh Shnei Ha'inyonim Shisbar Leidei HaRamchal Echad. Really, these two ideas of the Ramchal, one in the Das Tvunos, that we want to earn our reward, so we're not embarrassed. And the second in the Derech Hashem, that the ultimate reward is to be able to be a little bit like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are really one. Hargashas ha'adam es ha'kisufa shebekabolas nama de chasa, I think that's what that's supposed to say, the feeling of a person of embarrassment that they get nama de chasa, that they get this bread, which is just nama de chesed, it's supposed to say. They get bread of chesed. Nobody likes to be a chesed case. Nobody likes to be given out to. Nova'as meshoresh yitziraso. In other words, why is it that, in fact, that we feel bad to get something for nothing? In fact, we know people who are very happy to get something for nothing. In fact, they rarely want to seemingly do something. They just want to get something. But where does a healthy person, psychologically, emotionally, religiously, where does that person get that feeling that I don't want to get something for nothing? Says Rav Ravkovsky, it's tied into our very greatness. Basher nishmaso sha'atzula mitachas kisei kvodo yisbarach, margeshes es chisaron inyan akabolo. This is a beautiful idea. It's not that there are two different ideas. that on the one hand, if we get a reward, the Ramchal presents it as two different ideas. A, if we get a reward without earning it, we'll feel embarrassed. B, we need to earn the reward so we could be godlike. Says the Rav Rakovsky, they're both the same thing. Because why do we feel embarrassed? Because we're godlike. If we didn't have a neshama within us that was a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we didn't have that greatness within us, if we didn't have that sense of justice, if we didn't have that sense of right, if God wasn't in us, we wouldn't feel bad. We wouldn't feel the embarrassment. That's why we feel funny to be at somebody else's table and get a handout. Because we're divine. And the divinity gives, the divinity doesn't have to take. And that's why, this is like an unbelievable idea. That's why, Taka, we feel bad when we have to take something for nothing. Because we're royalty, because we're divinity. It's not supposed to be that way. It feels unnatural for us. Hare sham b'shoresh, hakol omeid b'shlemus, ve'ein inyan kabola klal. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is perfect, who has everything, and therefore you can't really deal with accepting something, getting something. So that little bit of our, a little bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in us is what makes us feel that way. V'ha'adam shehu ka'anaf min ha'shoresh, a person who is like a branch from the root, margish b'das tevunos shebo, he uses that phrase to make a Ramchal reference, this intelligence, this understanding intelligence that he has, she'alav lihiyot domeli yotzro, I feel instinctively that I'm supposed to be a little bit like the Ribono Shelo, v'lamod b'tzuras nosein, and I'm supposed to be a giver. I'm not supposed to be a taker. I'm like the Ribono Shelo. The more a person is in touch with the divine within them, the less comfortable they will be taking, the more comfortable they will be giving. It's an incredibly profound paragraph. Ubekach mishtalemes hargashas atanug, umitaleti haneshama ba'oneg kabolas haschar bedin. Okay? And that's why, we can only get tano, we can only get a good feeling when we got what we got bedin. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions bedin. He doesn't function b'chesed. In other words, things he has, he doesn't have from chesed, he has them from din. Okay, so this idea in and of itself, if you take it out of the context of tefillah completely, is an absolutely mind-blowing idea. That to the extent in any relationship that we're focused on what we're getting out of it, it's because we're ignoring the divine within us. The divine within us naturally wants to give and actually has no chisara. Our bodies have the chisara. Our physical bodies, that's where the chesaron is. That's where I need to be a mekabel to be able to get. But if I'm focused on the divine within me, I'm only comfortable giving and I don't really need anything. Does that mean that we shouldn't be mekabel? Right? One of the most difficult things to be is to be a gracious mekabel. To be a gracious mekabel. How do we learn to be a gracious mekabel? How do we learn to overcome this feeling that I have? Right? People want to give me. How do I overcome my own feelings of I don't want to be given? But I know that if they give me, I'll feel good. They'll feel good. Right? They'll feel a sense of geschmack. Right? When a person gets a Father's Day, when a father gets a Father's Day present, gets a tie from the children. I never got a tie, Baruch Hashem. I got a lot of cards in the shape of ties. But there's this thing like you give a tie to your father, and your father really doesn't need a tie, especially after COVID. I'm wearing a tie now, but no one's really going to wear ties for much longer. So what do you really need a tie for? But the answer is you need the tie because it's an opportunity to make the person giving you the tie feel really good. And sometimes you are no sane by being mikabel. Sometimes you are nosein by being mekabel. Where do we get this idea from that you can be nosein by being mekabel? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us feel, and we're supposed to feel this, and it's not an illusion, not supposed to be an illusion to us, that we are doing for him, that we are helping him. And it's an absurdity. It's an absurdity. There's no Father's Day gift that we could get for Avinu Shebashamayim. The whole thing is absurd. How do you get a gift for the person who's paying for the credit card? That's the whole idea of the Father's Day present. They have to borrow money from you to buy the present, to get you a present for something that you don't need. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us every day. He lends us money to get him something that he doesn't need. That's the pshat in Korbanos, because it makes us feel like we are a nosing. Makes us feel like we are a nosing. By being a good mekabel, you actually give somebody a geshmak feeling that they're able to give something to you. Wow, what an incredible paragraph this is. The divine within us should make us feel one way. Our body, when you have to remember this, whenever we feel like we're not getting something, that's the body talking. The neshama only wants to be nosi. Sachakol, in Cain, in yona shel midas hadin hu, ha'amaka shel midas hachesed. Really, that at the end of the day, what it's so important to understand, especially on a difficult day, is that the whole idea of Midas Hadin is the depth, is deepening, strengthening the Midas HaChesed. Hahava es tzuras ha'atova l'shleimus. Whatever bad happens to us is there to bring us the ultimate chesed at some point. Lehetiv l'nivra'am ha'atova shleima. Shiakablu bischus below bitstaka. That's what the Ramchal says, right? The whole idea is to give us bischus and not bitstaka. What is Ramchal? Pei ches vav dalid. You got to do this next act at Goldavsky. Pischei chokhma vadas. It's very short. I don't really understand all of it, but it's really, really short. It's like his top 10 things you have to know about the way the world works. But Rabbi Arya Kaplan Zatzal didn't do a translation of that, so it's a little harder to find, but you can download it. Piskei Chochma Vadas. Vahu Tachlis Pu'ulasa. This is the whole reason. Ach Sof, so this is the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal of Din is to disappear. The ultimate goal of Ra is to disappear. Just to be there as long as we're playing this game, and then to not be real at all. Ach sof sof achahara bahatov, after the ra comes the good, v'hasitra achra ne'evedes, the other side, the satan, goes away, v'hakadusha nishlemes, and the kadusha is fulfilled, v'az yikablu kol ha'neshamos b'zechusa. And then all the neshamos will get the full zechus. So not only is all the bad for the good, but it's all going to turn into good one day, because it won't be necessary anymore. The game will be over. The game will be over, and at that point, we'll be able to move on. Zuhi tzuras ha'emuna v'das kedoshim shel kol yachid. This has to be the faith and the holy thoughts of every person. U'klolios knesses Yisrael be'inyan ha'yisurim. And all of knesses Yisrael. When we have yisurim, hatzaros, hagaluyos, ve'onshei ha'gehenim. Even onshei ha'gehenim. Anything in this world that hurts somebody, that's painful to us, we're told to believe is only there so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us a better chesed of good at the end of our existence. Heim einam chas v'shalom nekama me'ito yisbarach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us, whether it's he punishes the nation or he punishes us or he punishes us in Gehenna, he's not getting back at us. He's not carrying out justice per se. Lehefech, kol inyanam hu tikun v'hagol l'tachlis ha'hatova hashlema. Say bracha on Gehenna. Everything that's there is there just to get to the ultimate good, because he doesn't need the world otherwise. He doesn't need this. He entered into the picture in the first place. He created everything just to do good to it. So if you see something bad, it can't be that that's a state that has essence in and of itself. It can't be, because that doesn't make any sense. There's no reason for the world to exist if he's going to do bad to it. Knesset Yisrael Yodas, Shashchina Mitzta'eres Im Tzaro Shekol Yochad Mi'Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's doing things for our good, like a parent watching their child in surgery, which the parent knows is for the good and to save the life of the child, but it's painful to watch. It's difficult. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is difficult to watch what's going on. K'ma'amaram Zal B'mishnah Perek Vav Misanhedrin Amar Rav Meir B'zman Sha'adam Mitzta'er Shechina Maloshon Ameris. At a time when a person is in pain, what does the Shechina say? Keloni Miroshi, Keloni Mizroi. Okay, where is that phrase from? Keloni Miroshi, Keloni Mizroi. That's what the son of the grand lady of Shunam says when he dies, the magic son that the prophet Elisha brought about. Remember, he used to stay by her house, and he said, "What can I do to repay you?" And she said, "I don't want anything." And he said, "You'll have a son." And the son grew up, and then the son died in the field, right? And she came back, and it's the Haftorah of Vayera, I believe. One of the Haftorahs in Bereishis. Amazing story. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my arm hurts, my head hurts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't watch. The same, it's hard to imagine that when we open up Twitter and we see the flurry of rockets over Tel Aviv, it's hard to believe, but we're told to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the same reaction we have. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the Lashon Hara that's spoken about Eretz Yisrael and Medinas Yisrael and the Jewish people, he has the same, his stomach turns just like ours do. And that's why V'chein Gam B'Tanchuma, it's also true when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Medrash Tanchuma, Kol Yeshua Shabbal Yisrael, Hushem, Hushal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a Yeshua comes to Klal Yisrael, it's a Yeshua for Hashem, as it says, Imo Anochi Bitzara. He's with us out there. He's with us in the middle of the Tzara. He's saying Tehillim with us, whatever that means. Whatever it is that's going on is not to take away from his chesed, but it's something, unfortunately, that has to happen. Has to happen to make the next world a more meaningful place for us. Hayidiyah she'asur lahafrid ulanate chas v'shalom is midas hadin misharish shinyon v'tachlisa hu hachesed. The understanding that you can't separate din from chesed. Hi ha'omedes b'yesod emunas umanzim. This is the thing. You can't ever look at anything that happens that is bad and separate it from what is the chesed purpose of this thing. It's a very powerful, difficult thing. We have to, whatever we see, we have to look and say, how could this be a chesed? Where's the chesed here? How could this possibly be something? It doesn't mean, of course, that we're insensitive to everybody going through it. But that's part of it. Amnam, we'll continue just a little bit. Ra she'ein ha'olam miskayeh. But says the Ramchal, and this is the continuation of the words of the Ramchal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that this too was impossible. You couldn't have a world of just chesed. Because if you had a world of just chesed, the chesed would be shvach. It would be a fake kind of chesed. It would be a meaningless kind of chesed. It would be an olam hazeh kind of chesed. It wouldn't be a chesed that really is the kind that he wants to give. But, and therefore he threw in din. You should earn it. But ra she'ena olam miskayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu also understood or saw, whatever that means, that if it just was din, it wouldn't work either. But midas hadin b'taharasa, if it was real midas hadin, if everything was just exactly what we earned, we'd never get to the finish line either. Ein le'olam kiyum. The world would not continue. K'fi shemavar haramchal l'fi shuras hadin mamish hayaroi shachote ye'onesh miyad tekef l'cheto b'li hamtona klal. Because we wouldn't be able to function. As soon as we did an Avera, if it was real Midas Hadin, as soon as we did an Avera, there would have to be an immediate and appropriate response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that would cripple us. It would cripple us. We wouldn't be able to get to do all those good things. We wouldn't be able to get to earn anything. If we really got a patch, if we really got Midas Hadin for everything we did wrong, we'd never have the opportunity to earn, to come back and to earn all those things that are going to get us the chesed. The gam sha'onish atzmo yeh bechoron af kiroi l'mishamamra pi avoris barach shemo. Whenever we sin, we do so in full view, standing right in front of the king who told us not to do. If there would really be midas hadin, the world would not continue. We'd get one thing right, we'd get another thing right, we'd score two merits for the next world, we'd make a mistake, boom, we'd be finished. We'd never have time to accumulate enough good decisions to ever really earn anything up there. And according to this system, there would never be any way to ever do tshuva. That's what we're going to focus about next time. Ramchal's absolutely phenomenal understanding of what tshuva is and how tshuva works. I mentioned this briefly on the Tefillah thought about a week ago when I talked about Vitzadkenu Bamishpat, the idea of the Ramchal, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses justice to get us off the hook. How could that be? He finds us innocent according to judgment, right? And exactly how that works. That's what we're going to have to continue with next week, and we're going to get into the third and most powerful midah, that of rachamim, that of putting enough chesed into the system, enough din into the system, that we could play this game, but with enough chesed that he helps us as we play the game. Because if we didn't play the game, we could never really win. We'd never really be the winners. But if he didn't help us, then we'd never succeed. So he has to combine, as we'll see, it's such a phenomenal idea. He has to combine constantly, in a perfect way, enough to allow us to be experiencing this challenge, but not so much that we're not crushed under the challenge. And that's what's going to be, that's what he's going to describe as the third midah, the midah of rachamim. Let's just say a kapitel tehillah before we finish. Right, and the reason why it's important to end with the saying of Tehillim is that if we've put aside a little bit of time tonight from our other activities, it's important, especially as we're talking about tefillah, to recognize that we don't believe that anything has the power as tefillah to act as a zchus, to act as something that'll save. We believe that Talmud Torah is very important and chesed is very important. And when you learn about tefillah, you're mekayim a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're not mekayim a mitzvah of tefillah when you learn about tefillah. But tefillah, says Rav Pinkus, is the surefire way, right? Rav Pinkus, I've given this example before. Rav Pinkus says, why isn't it that when someone, chas v'shalom, passes out in the Beis Medrash, so why doesn't somebody get up at the front and say, nope, nobody call an ambulance, you're all learning right now. We'll find somebody who's not learning, and they'll call the ambulance. But you who are learning, you should continue learning, and that'll be a schus for the person who just had a heart attack. So we don't say that. We say call the ambulance, right? Because even though there are many things that are a schus, there are certain things that are called for at a given time. Right behind calling the ambulance, says Rav Pinkus, is davening. There are many times I've walked into the YU Beis Medrash, and I feel very funny. There are five, not now, but in a normal time, it's again, Shem Shun, again, over 500 guys learning. I'm going to go and clap on the shtender to get them to say a parak of Tehillim. They're all learning. The whole Beis Medrash is learning. It's 500 people learning every second. So why would I quiet the room so they could say Tehillim, which is psukim from Tanakh, instead of learning Maseches Psachim? What have I gained? The answer is that tefillah is not just a thing to do to get a schus. Tefillah is the thing to do to get a schus. So while I didn't want to cancel tonight, and I don't know if I would have had the patience to say Tehillim the whole time, so whatever, but at least I want to end by doing what you're really supposed to do to bring a Yeshua, and that's saying Tehillim.
Can you put the content in both English and Hebrew? Thank you.
Maskil David biosova ma'ara sefila. Koli eladunai ezak. Koli eladunai eschanan.
Koli eladunai ezak. Koli eladunai eschanan.
Eshpoch lefanav sichi tzarasi lefanav agid. Hisatef alai ruchi v'ato yadata nesivasi v'orach zu ahalech tam nufachli. Habed yamin ure'ei v'ein li makir avad manos mimeni ein doresh lenafshi. Sa'akti elecho Adonai, amarti ato machsi, chelki bi'eretz achayim. Hakshiva orinasi, kidalosi miod, hatzileni meirodfai, kiyamtsu mimeni. Hotzia mimasker nafshi lehodos es shemecho biach tiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. We share besuras tovos. Next week is Shavuos just ending, so we won't meet next week. Amitz Hashem will finish this very powerful chapter in 2 weeks. I am trying, amidst everything else, to get into Eretz Yisrael that week. So if I happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, we may have to, for the time difference, push off, but I have a feeling I won't get the Yeshua by then, or my wife won't be so excited that I'm going in the middle of a war. So one way or another, I assume we'll probably be on the week after Shavuos, but if not, I'm only going for, I would go for a few days, so then I will let everybody know. Okay, we should hear Besuras Tovos.
Have a good Yantav.
A good Yantav. Feel good, Dr. Mark. Feel good.
Thank you.